The Mishnah Arvei Pesachim Kuf Yud Tesum Ed Beis Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Ach Vikomim, and the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Vikomim, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah mentions Pesach but not Matzah for a Chiddush. Lo mi boy achar matzah delo nofish tamayhu aval achar pesach de nofish tamayhu velo motzi avuri le is less on ba kamash malan. In the case of Korban Pesach, we would have a havamina that since the taste is still in his mouth, then he's allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. But there's halacha that the tam of Pesach, the tam of matzah, has to remain in his mouth. What is this all about? If you look in the Rashbam, Dibra Maskel Kigon, he writes that you need to eat the Pesach at the end of Yesuda al Sova, and that's based on the halacha of Lemoshcha Uligdula, which is halacha in Achilas Kodshim, that the achila should be al sova. Matzah that comes with the Pesach, the kricha al sova. Therefore, the takona of shishar tam matzah befiv applies to the of tam Pesach applies to matzah as well. And this sets up the halacha that both Pesach and matzah are to be eaten at the end of the suda al sova. The Rosh, here in Siman Lamed Daled, also reflects the Shita of the Rashbam, that fundamentally the din of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman is because of the requirement in Pesach, Shei Nechal Ala Sova. However, with regard to Matzah, the Rosh is of the opinion, as opposed to the Rashbam, that the reason why we require Ein maftir nachar matzah fikomen, not because the matzah comes with the Pesach b'kricha, as the Rashbam would say it, but because the matzah has to be eaten at the end, bizman hazeh, in our time, as a zecher lePesach. And we superimpose the dinim of Pesach onto matzah, just like in Pesach. There's halacha of Ein maftir nachar Pesach fikomen, the same applies with matzah. However, let's look at Tosis on Kuf Chof, Dibra Maskel Ein Maftirin. Tosis says, Nira de Lamandi Omer de Ein Maftirin Gamachar Matzah Fikomen, Ein Atam Mishum Al Asova. El Dezo Zeu Alocha, according to Tosis, if you hold that Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Fikomen, then this has nothing to do with Al Asova, the way we understood it in the Rashbam and in the Rosh. But rather it's a separate halacha in Pesach and Matzah, Sheishoer Tam Pesach Tam Matzah Befiv. And the din applies to Pesach and to Matzah equally. There's no difference between Matzah and Pesach. The Rambam also seems to reflect that sheet of Tosis, that the reason for this din of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Achar Pesach Avikomen is because of Tam Matzah Befiv. And that's a din and dini matzah. The Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, Kidei Sheyeh Hefsek Su'daso V'tam Basar HaPesach HaMatzah Befiv, Shachilosan Hi HaMitzvah. The Rambam adds three words at the end of his presentation. He says that that's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, it's part of the mitzvah of matzah, that the matzah should come at the end of the Suda, because Achilosan Hi Ikar Mitzvah Sasuda. So the din of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Fikomon is not engendered by the din of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomon. It's not a Zechel of Pesach as the Rosh would have it. And it's not a din of Kricha with the Pesach as the Rashbam would have it. But to the same extent that with regard to Pesach, the halacha is that the Pesach comes on the Sof Seuda, so too, matzah, also, the matzah should be eaten at the Sof hasuda, the conclusion of the meal. And it's not because of Pesach that the din is knowing b'matzah, but rather the parallel dinim. The same explanation for ein maftirin in Pesach applies to matzah. And the Rambam brings down this din in Perek Vav Halach Yud Aleph, which that's the perek that's dedicated to the mitzvah of matzah. In Hilchas Pesach, for example, in Kodshim, the Rambam mentions nothing about this halacha of Sofas Suda. In other words, it's not a Kodshim halacha, but rather it's halacha in Mitzvah Halayla, that the Mitzvah Halayla, the achil of the Pesach in the case of Pesach, the achil of matzah in the case of matzah, should come at the end of the Suda. And therefore he has tam basar ha-pesach b'fiv, tam ha-matzah b'fiv. And perhaps we could suggest that the machlokas here between the Rashbam and Tosfos is a fundamental machlokas. What is this requirement of tam pesach or tam matzah b'fiv? And in order to understand this machlokas, let's ask the following question, Chakira. This din of ein maftirin achar pesach afikomen or achar matzah afikomen, is it part of the mitzvah of pesach and matzah? And the requirement of the mitzvah is sheitam a pesach tam a matzah befiv, and that fulfills the mitzvah of pesach or the mitzvah of matzah b'shlemus in a perfect way. Or shall we say that the requirement that he shouldn't eat ein maftirin achar pesach, or after the matzah, is an iser d'rabbanon, that we're not allowed, we're enjoined from eating after the matzah, after the pesach. For example, my question is, what happens if he went ahead and he ate after the pesach, or after the matzah? Shall we say, my David of it, whatever he did, he did. He doesn't have to go ahead and repeat the achila of Pesach or Matzah second time. He violated an Isur, and that's it. Give him patch, but let's go on in life. O Dilma, should we say no? That he has to return and repeat the Achila a second time around. Why? Because the mitzvah of Matzah, in the case of Matzah, the same thing in Pesach, is not complete if he eats afterwards. Because the Suda was not completed with the matzah. He continued his suda after the matzah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Ayin Ches, and if you look at the Magen Avraham Sivkot and Dalid, they quote two opinions about this very question. If he ate after the matzah, if he ate after the afikomen, does he have to repeat the achilas afikomen a second time? And it all depends on our question. If the time of Pesach and Matzah has to be Befiv, because that's the kiyum of Pesach and Matzah, and without the time Pesach and Matzah Befiv, he's lacking in the Etzem Mitzvah, the kiyum of Matzah, the kiyum of Pesach, because the time Pesach and Matzah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah, then he would have to repeat the Achila. If on the other hand, it's only a separate Isur, so we say, mighty of it. Okay, he violated the Isur, but that's it. And perhaps this chakira is really essentially a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rosh on one side, and Tosfos and the Rambam on the other side. The Rashbam and the Rosh understand that the halacha of eating the Pesach al Sova is the yisoda yisodos of ein maftir achar Pesach afikom, and the Pesach has to be eaten al Sova. And therefore the Chachamim established a halacha of Sheishar Tam Pesach Tam Matzah Befiv in order to clinch, in order to guarantee that he eats al Sova. If that be the case, then it's really just an Isur. The Chachamim saying, don't eat after the Matzah, don't eat after the Pesach, in order to guarantee that you'll eat them al Sova. And the nafkamina would be that you don't have to repeat the achila a second time, according to this sheet of the Rashbam, the Rosh. But according to Tosfos and the Rambam, it would seem that it's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, it's part of the mitzvah of matzah, that Yishar Tam Matzah Befiv, Yishar Tam Pesach Befiv. And therefore, if he ate after the matzah, after the Pesach, he should have to repeat the achila. And again, this is all based on the fact that Tosfos, as we saw on Kuf Chaf, says that this halacha of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Achar Pesach Afikoman is a separate halacha in Pesach and Matzah. She Yishar Tam Pesach VaMatzah Befiv. The Rambam clearly maintains that position as well, because the Rambam says Shiyehei Hefsek Sudaso V'Tam Basar Pesach VaMatzah Befiv Achilosani HaMitzvah. So whereas the Rashbam and the Rush are dealing with the question of Alasova and how to guarantee that kiyum of Alasova, and therefore they said don't eat afterwards, so that we guarantee that your achil will be at the end of the meal rather than in the middle or at the beginning of the meal. The Rambam, and of course Tosfos before, as we saw before the Rambam, are of the opinion that this is the nature of the kiyum of matzah, the kiyum of Pesach. Sheishar tam Pesach Tam Matzah Befiv. And the Rav, Zichron Levracha, told us about his grandfather Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim was very careful not to be Mesiach Das, not to speak on anything irrelevant to the Mitzvah Salayla during the Suda, because Reb Chaim wanted to make sure that the Bracha that he recited on Achilas Matzah would cover the Afikomen without any interruption. Meaning the Ikar Mitzvah of Kezayis Matzah is not just the first Kezayis, but also the last Kezayis. The two Kezayisim, one at the beginning of the meal and one at the end, form one entity and clinch and complete the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Afikoman at the end of the meal is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. Reb Chaim is reflecting the sheet of Tosfos, the sheet of the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah she'eitam matzah befiv. And therefore, if you're mafsik in the middle between the first bracha, prior to the first achilus kezayis rishona, and the Afikoman at the end, then the bracha will not be chal on the complete mitzvah of achilus matzah, which is clinched with the afikoman. And according to Reb Chaim, it's absolutely poshut that if he didn't eat the afikoman at the end, because after the afikoman he continued eating, he would have to repeat his achilu the afikoman, because the kiyum of matzah is she'etam matzah befiv. It's not just the halach of alasova. And the Rabbanim made Xerah, they said, don't eat afterwards to guarantee that you'll eat it at the end of the meal. No. It's a kiyum of Shehei Tam Matzah Befiv, Tam Pesach Befiv. I would like to study with you a few lines in the Baal Amor here in Arvei Pesachim. The Baal Amor writes, V'nirli tam dover ze kitam shomru b'shtiyas yayin shebein kos shlishis l'kos revius shelo yafsid kriyas ha-halel u'lefish oyu Yisrael b'zman shebeis ha-migdash kayim ochlim lifnim min ha-choma v'hoyam ha-mokam tsar lahem k'mo sha-omru k'zesa pischa v'halila Paki bi igra upirusha di achlia ara upirshua di achlia ara viamri hasa nir alanu mize ki vivnei dochak hamakom hayitzrichim lazuz bimkoma an achrach ilasa miyad violum lerushka goseyem lomar es ahalel lefich hachashu chachamim shelo yishkach lomar es ahalel v'lachin osru lahaftir afikomim Shalom lefachek tama pesach v'nihigu adover afli achar chuban abayis b'matzah zeichel amigdash d'ein maftir achar matzah afikomen. It's clear therefore from the Baal Amor that the halacha of ein maftir nachar pesach u'matzah is halacha that reflects the obligation of amiras halel. And Chazal were worried about the fact that he might omit and fail to recite halel, because they had to move out of the place that was tzar and go up to the gag and so forth and so on. And the way they guaranteed that he would not forget halel is by creating this isur of eating after the afikoman, after the Pesach, and then with the Zechel Amigdash after the Churban, after the Matzah. The Ramban, on the other hand, in the Melchames Hashem, Vavi Yodea, Shetam, the reason for Ein Maftinach and Pesach Afikomen, Kidei Shiehe HaPesach Nechal Alasova. V'zeu Shomru Lomi Boy Achar Matzah Delo Nofish Tame. V'chule. De Be'inon Shiehe Mevarech Od Be'od Shatam and Pesach Befiv Kidei Shiehe Lo B'chol Zeh Heker Shelo Yachzor V'yochal V'nimtza Pesach Nechal B'yemtza Suda. V'chein Obru V'shonim Shaloga kodim kriyas hahal bilvado asru elakol alaylo kadesh lo yochal pesach bekeres reikonis ukshem shor bepesach kach omru bimatzor mitzvos chachamim hi bilachat chila zecher pesach. According to the Ramban, the takana was that you should be mevorech birkas hamazon where the tam matzah befiv, so that he'll have a heker and he won't go back and eat, because he has to have the tam matzah b'fiv. L'chein tiknu, they made this takana of hefsek asuda, and the hefsek asuda should be when the tam pesach tam matzah b'fiv. The Ramban sounds very, very similar to the Rashbam and the Rush that we studied before, that the din of tam matzah b'fiv is not a chiyuv, it's not a kiyuv of matzah, it's a din in order to guarantee that the matzah and the pesach should be at the end of the suda. So let's just make this point very clear, emphasize that according to the Ramban, the din of afikoman at the end of the meal is not because of a kiyuv of tam matzah b'fiv, but to make sure that the Pesach and the Matzah would be eaten at the end of his Suda. The Rambam, in Perek Vav Aloch Yid Aleph, which we saw earlier, he says, Chozer v'yochel k'zayis matzah b'achrona u'posek. That also indicates this element that the k'zayis matzah should be the end of the Suda, the Sofa Suda. The Rama repeats himself in Perek Ches Halachates, Kedei Sheyeh Hefseik Sudaso V'tam Basar HaPesach O Matzah B'fiv. The Rama has two elements here. Number one, he wants the Matzah and the Pesach to be the Gemara Suda, the Hefseik HaSuda. Number two, he wants there to be a Tam Pesach Tam Matzah B'fiv. So the reason why the Afikoman is required is because it should be a matzah at the end of the Suda, Hefsek Suda, and in addition he wants Tam Matzah B'fiv. Why does the Rambam, or at what point does the Rambam disagree with the Ramban? The Rambam says that this is not just a gzera in order to guarantee the halacha of Sof Suda Asova, but also it's a kiyum in Pesach and Matzah, that the Pesach and Matzah should come at the end of the Suda. So the Ramban is emphasizing the halacha of Asova, and we guarantee Asova by saying that you're not allowed to eat beyond the Matzah and the Pesach. The Rambam, on the other hand, says it's not just to guarantee the alasova, but also it's a kiyum, special kiyum, according to the Rambam, of completing your meal with the matzah and the pesach, is described by the Rambam as achilason hi ha mitzvah. So let's just review the Rambam Shita. The Lashon Rambam that we saw in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, V'achkach Nimshach B'Se'uda, V'Ochel Kol Mashu Rotza Lechol, U'Bachrona Ochel Mibsara Pesach, Afilu Kizayis, V'Eino Torim Achrov Klal, U'Bzman Hazeh Ochel Kizayis Matzah, V'Eino Torim Achreo Klum, Kedei She'eh Hefseik Su'udoso, V'Tam Basar Tzetru, V'Fiv, So the Rambam is very careful to point out, to emphasize, that at the end of his suda, after he eats the last kezayis, he should not taste anything, even water. And then in the next halacha, halacha yud, he writes, V'achkach mozeg kos revi, mavarech al bar pri agof, v'ein atoim, achkach klum kol alay l'chutz min amayim. Now, it's the chutzpah amayim is a little bit strange, because before the Rambam in halacha tes says eino toim akrav kluma filu mayim, here in halacha yudi says chutz mi amayim. So the question is there a contradiction here in the Rambam about whether you're allowed to drink mayim after the afikomen? How do you reconcile halacha tes and halacha yud? But there is one major difference between halacha tes and halacha yud. Halacha yud, he's going to introduce kos revi. That's after Birkas Hamazon, whereas halacha tes is kos shlishi, he's talking before Birkas Hamazon. And the Rama wants the matzah to be eaten, the kezayis matzah to be eaten at the sof at the gemara of suda, hefsek suda. And therefore, he can't even drink wine. Not that wine removes the tam matzah. That's not the problem. If that would be the problem, then halacha yudi would also prohibit drinking water. The reason why he allows water in halacha yud is because the water will not undermine the tam matzah. So why does he exclude mayim in halacha tes? The answer is because the Rambam holds that there's a din of hefsek suda, that the matzah, the Pesach, should be the hefsek suda. And in order to make sure and make it clear that the achila is the mitzvah, meaning this achila of matzah, this achila of Pesach is the mitzvah, we want to complete the suda with that achila. Even shtias mayim is prohibited after that kezayis, because even though, as we said before, the mayim does not undermine the taste of the matzah, but nevertheless, that drinking of water would undermine the hefsek suda. Notice the hefsek suda has to be Pesach and matzah. If he drinks water, then the hefsek suda is through the water that he drinks, not the Pesach and the matzah. And that's what it says in the Braisa that we started with before on Kuf Yud Tesam and Beis. Ubilvad shiyochel kezayis matzah b'achrona, which means that they need the hefsek suda with that kezayis matzah, and therefore he shouldn't taste anything after the hefsek suda, even water he shouldn't drink till after Birkas Hamazon. And that's what the Rambam emphasizes here in Halacha Tes, that after the kezayis achrona, but before the Birkas Hamazon, ein atoim achrav klum afinu mayim. However, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam is talking about kos revi, he's already benched, and now the Rambam wants to tell us that there's an isur of Ein Maftirin Acher Pesach Afikomon, and that Easter applies throughout the night. And the reason for that Easter is because she ate Tam Matzah Tam Pesach Pefiv. So the Rambam says that Ein Maftirin Acher Pesach Afikomon, with the exception of Mayim, there's no Easter of drinking water. And the reason for that is because Mayim is not Mevatel, it doesn't undermine the Tam Pesach, the Tam Matzah. So basically we have two dinim. We have the din of kezayis b'achrona, meaning that there should be a hefsek suda with that last kezayis of matzah. And there's another din in Easter of ein maftir achreyem afikomen. And the nafkamin between the two dinim is shtias mayim. The first din, which requires hefsek suda engenders even an Isur Shtiyas Mayim before Birkas HaMazon, because the Suda is not complete yet until Birkas HaMazon. The second din of Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach is also to demonstrate that the Pesach and the Matzah is the mitzvah, but nevertheless, here the Suda is already complete with Birkas HaMazon. Now we're allowing Shtiyas Mayim after Birkas HaMazon because it doesn't undermine the Tam Matzah Befiv, and it allows you to still have this cube of Laharos Shachilas HaPesach V'Matzah Hiya Mitzvah. Okay. Now it would seem that there may be another machlokus here between the Rashbam, the Rush on the one side, and the Rambam on the other side, as far as the halacha of achilas matzah b'acharon. According to the Rashbam and the Rush, that the iser of ein maftirin achar pesach afikomen or achar matzah afikomen is because matzah has to be eaten at the end of the suda l'asova, and it doesn't matter whether you go with the Rashbam that the that you require a kricha at the end of the Suda, or maybe because the matzah is to replace the Pesach, and Zechel Pesach, as the Rush says it. But whether it's the Rush or the Rashbam, they both agree that with regard to Achilas Matzah, the Kezayis Matzah Barishon is L'Teyomon, and the Kezayis Matzah Bachrona is Alasova. And therefore, if somebody doesn't have the possibility of eating on the night of Pesach anything but matzah, that's all he has, then he would have to eat two kezaisim of matzah on Leila Pesach, one kezais for the mitzvah of achilas matzah b'teyavon, and the other kezais at the end to be mekayim the chiyuv of matzah l'sova. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach. I'm sorry. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Zayin, that there's a chiv to eat afikomen ala sova. The Rambam, on the other hand, who holds that the reason for the Kezayis Matzah Bachrona is achilason hiya mitzvah, that the matzah should be the hefsek suda. And the reason for this is because is the matzah is the ikar mitzvah salayla mitzachila, and therefore we want the tam matzah befiv at the end of the suda. It would be a davar pashut that according to the Rambam, if he only has one kezayis matzah, I'm sorry, if he only has matzah, I mean to say, he only has to eat one kezayis matzah. Why? Because with that one single kezayis matzah, he can be mekayim both the din of achilas matzah by Erev Tochlu Matzis B'Teyovin, and at the same time, he has Tam Matzah B'Fiv. So again, whereas according to the Rosh and the Rashbam, there's Halacha of Alas Sova, and that sets up the Achila as a separate Chiyuv of Mitzvahs Achila Alas Sova, the Rambam just wants to demonstrate that Achilasini a Mitzvah, that he completed his Suda by eating Matzah. And any Tam Matzah B'Fiv is just a reflection of the Siyum Suda B'Matzah. And therefore one Kezayis, according to the Rambam, would be sufficient because you have both the Achilas Matzah L'Mitzvah and you have at the same time the Kezayis Matzah B'Achronot as a Hefsek Suda to complete his Suda and demonstrate that the Iker Mitzvah Laila is the Achilas Matzah. And I think you can read this into the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, after he brings down the dinim of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Pesach, he writes, V'achach nimshach asuda, nimshach b'su'uda, v'ochel kol mashu rotzel lechol, v'shosa kol mashu rotzel lishtos, u'bachrona ochel v'bsar ha-pesach afilu kizayis, v'eino toim achrov klal v'zman ezochel kizayis matzah, etc., k'dei she'e hefsek su'doso. V'tam basar pesach o matzah b'fiv shachilosani mitzvah. The Rambam clearly seems to indicate that the whole din of requiring kezayis matzah, kezayis pesach at the end of his meal, is so that He can be mamshich his suda. He can eat whatever he wants to eat. That's not related to the mitzvah halayla. And even though at that point he's mevatel the heker, that matzah and piva, the ikra, the matzah and the pesach of the ikra and mitzvah, therefore he's chayev to eat a kezayis bachrona to be mafsik, to be mashlim his suda with matzah, with pesach, and demonstrate that that's the ikra mitzvah laila. But if he has no suda to eat and all he has is matzah, then one matzah, one kezayis is certainly good enough. And if you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, Midivrei Sofer, Shem Aftirin, Achar Matzah Klum, Afilu Kloyos, Vegozim, Vechayotze Ben Al Af, Al Pish Ochel Matzah, Viochel Achreo, Vacholos Acheros, Uperos, Vechayotze, Vechose, Viochel Kzayis Matzah, Vachronu, Uposek. The Halacha is that we require Kzayis Vachrona because he's eaten all these other things in the middle, in betwixt. But if he wouldn't eat anything in betwixt, then the one kezayis that he ate for matzah, or pesach, that would be sufficient. We've mentioned in the past the Avnei Nezer, who has a hamtza'ah, you know, he came up with a chiddush of how to solve the problem of eating the afikomen before chatzos, when he's not finished with the Suda, he's being rushed, he wants to continue his Suda, but it's Chatzos. And this is especially true after they changed the clock here in Eretz Yisrael, till you start the Seder at night. Oh, it could be, I don't know, it could be 10 p.m. Okay, on the old clock that's only 9, but still, he doesn't have that much time until Chatzos. So the problem is, Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Afikomen. And on the other hand, he has to eat the afikomen before chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer came up with this idea. He says the following. Let him, if he wants to continue his meal after chatzos, let him eat a kezayis before chatzos as an afikomen. And he could make a tnai. And he can say the following. If the halacha is that the afikomen has to be eaten before chatzos, that's exactly what I'm doing. And the halacha of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen terminates with Chatzos, because that's when the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah terminates. Then he says, but let's say the halacha is like the Chachamim, and the mitzvah Matzah is past Chatzos through the night, so he's going to continue his Suda, eat another Kezayis Matzah at the end, at 1 a.m., at 2 a.m., whenever he finishes, and Mimonav Shachi ate a Kezayis Matzah Bachrona. Either the first kezayis, according to Rabbi Loz ben Azaria, who holds that the matzah has to be eaten by chatzos, or his matzah at the end of his suda past chatzos, according to Chachamim. But all this is based on the fact that ein maftir achar pesach or achar matzah afikomen is only within the framework of the zman mitzvah hal achilas pesach mitzvah achilas matzah. After that, let him eat whatever he wants. But wait a minute. That doesn't make sense according to a lot of Rishonim. Because if we assume that Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Afikomen is based on the fact that he hasn't yet read Hallel according to the Baal Amor, and therefore even if you pass Chatzos, in order to guarantee that you'll recite Hallel, we don't want you to be eating because you might forget to say Hallel. So even if I hold like Rabbi Loz ben Azaria that the matzah has to be eaten before chatzos, but nevertheless Ein Maftirin still applies to protect him from possibly forgetting Hallel, and therefore the Iser of Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Afikomen called the Baal Amor is not dependent upon the Zman of Achilas Matzah, but the Zman of Achilas Hallel. And we would recite Hallel anytime during the night, and therefore during the rest of the entire course of the night, the Iser of Ein Maftir should still apply. And according to the Ramban, as we saw, the Din is that he should be Mafsik his Suda with matzah, he should bench, and there should be tam matzah b'fiv. So now in the case of the, or in the eitzah of the Avni Nezer, that he's not completing his suda because he's continuing to eat even after chatzos, then it turns out that he wasn't mafsik his suda with matzah, he wasn't mafsik his suda with Pesach. And therefore, if he goes and ahead and eats and he continues his suda, where's this halacha of hefsik suda b'matzah? That's also the case. I don't know how the Avni Nezer is going to work out according to the Balamor and the Ramban. The Avni Nezer is very good according to the Rambam and Tosfos, because that shita maintains that the halacha of Ein Maftirin is a kiyum in matzah, it's a kiyum in Pesach, that he needs shishar tam b'fiv, as the Rambam writes, shachilosan hiya mitzvah, and therefore it makes logical sense that jaytam matzah b'fiv only applies as long as the mitzvah of matzah applies. However, we were medayik from the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam writes, shiyehei hefsek sudasa, that the kiyum of afikomen is because he needs a hefsek suda, gemar suda, with Pesach and matzah. That's how he achieves this achilasan hiya mitzvah. If that be the case, then if he continues his suda after chatzos, then it's no longer a hefsek suda. The matzah was not a hefsek suda. Unless you want to argue that the second matzah that he eats at 2 a.m. as the second afikoman is hefsek suda. But yeah, but that's beyond the mitzvah of matzah according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the matzah that has to be the hefsek suda is going to be the matzah that he eats before chatzos. And that's going to be the matzah before Birkas HaMazon. In fact, the Rambam, as we saw, says he shouldn't drink anything, not even wine, he's not allowed to drink between the last kizayis of matzah and Birkas HaMazon. So if he continues his suda after chatzos, that's a problem, because the Gemara suda is Birkas HaMazon, he's not benching yet. And although, for example, in the case where he drinks water, he's not being mevatel the tam matzah, but then again, as we said, it's not a hefsek suda v'matzah, and that's what the drinking the water undermines, as we discussed, then how can he continue his suda after chatzos, after the k'zayis matzah b'achrona of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he's not mekayem the din of afikomen, because afikomen means that the matzah has to be the gemar suda. Now again, the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Tes with regard to Afikomen says Achilasan hiya mitzvah, which means that the Afikomen is not a prat, it's not a detail in the mitzvah of Pesach per se, in the mitzvah of Matzah per se. When the Rambam says Achilasan hiya mitzvah, what he means to say is that there has to be some sort of covet for the mitzvah. And when we say covet for the mitzvah, it's not a chelik, it's not a part of the mitzvah of Pesach of Matzah. It's a din of achilas shel mitzvah. There's a halacha of achilas shel mitzvah, and achilas shel mitzvah requires a certain yiras hakavod. We have to put it on a special platform with a special status. And when we have an achilas shel mitzvah, in order to express that kavod, we want that mitzvah, the time of that mitzvah, to remain befiv. And that's how we demonstrate that the mitzvah of achila is a great mitzvah. Achilas and hiya mitzvah. The ikar achila is the achilas mitzvah. You know, you have other achilas, but the ikar achila, the main achila, is the achilas mitzvah. He has to show and demonstrate that the Pesach and the Matzah is the ikar achila of the night. And that heker, that when he demonstrates that by leaving the tam achila b'fiv, then he's mekayim this covered of achilasan hiya mitzvah. And therefore, whenever there's achila of mitzvah, we need sheishar tam HaMitzvah Befiv. We find such a thing in Kodshim, for example, the Rambam Perek Yud Milchus Masar Korbanos Paskins, that you should be Nechal Ala Sova, and you need the time of the Achilu Befiv. That's an Achilus Mitzvah. Whenever there's a Kiyum of Achilus Mitzvah, then you somehow embellish that Kiyum by leaving the time Befiv. And if that be the case, then one could ostensibly argue that since this halacha of tam matzah b'fiv is not it's not an integral part of the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of Pesach, maybe it doesn't depend upon the zman mitzvah. What I mean to say is that even though according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the zman of the mitzvah is up into but not beyond chatzos, nevertheless, I don't need to have tam matzah b'fiv within chatzos, because we're not talking about tam matzah b'fiv as a completion of the mitzvah of matzah, as part and parcel of the essential mitzvah of matzah, but rather as a general achilah shel mitzvah, covered for achilah shel mitzvah. And maybe perhaps once guarantees that he'll eat a matzah later on, that itself will be the kiyum of covered a mitzvah of tam matzah b'fiv, even after chatzos. Again, it's bedochak. I mean, I'm just trying to justify the Avnei Nezer according to the Rambam and say that tam matzah b'fiv is not a kiyum in matzah, but rather it goes beyond. And therefore, we're not bound by chatzos laila. But actually, when I think about it again, that svar is very weak, because the second matzah that he eats at 2 a.m., after chatzos, that's only for chachamim. I mean, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't see that achila as achilas mitzvah. So the tam matzah b'fiv after chatzos would not be meaningful according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So I don't know if we can be mekayim the covet of mitzvahs by eating a kezayis matzah after chatzos, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would need that time of the achilas matzah that he ate before chatzos should remain befiv even after chatzos. But that time has to be the time of the achilas matzah shel mitzvah, which was eaten before chatzos. If he eats after chatzos, then there's no time matzah befiv. Again, if the halacha of time matzah befiv would be integral to the mitzvah of matzah, then the Avnei Nezer would be correct that kiyum of tam matzah b'fiv achilasan yam mitzvah as a kiyum covered in the mitzvah of matzah, it's a special din in the mitzvah of matzah, then perhaps it's contained and it's limited to the zman achilas matzah, and after chatzos you're okay. But if we're going to say that it's a kiyum of covered, then l'chora that kiyum could be mekayim even after the zman mitzvah. It's not only in chatzos, and then he should not be eating after chatzos, and the Avnei Nezer would not make any sense. But when we get back to the Rambam and we ask ourselves the question whether this halach of achilosani mitzvah is a special halach in matzah and Pesach, or it's a general halach in achilos al mitzvah. The mitzvah of Pesach requires v'amartim zevach Pesach, and the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis says that you have to declare that this Pesach is Asher Pesach, etc. And matzah also lechem oni onim olatorim harbe. It means that Pesach and matzah are part and parcel of CPT's Mitzrayim. Is that might be a requirement of Yishar Tam Pesach and Matzah B'Fiv, so that he can continue with the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what the Ritva says in his answer, in his explanation, the answer to the Ben Achacham. Ein lanu lechol shum davar achrav kidei sheyishar tamo b'finu u'mitocha tam nizkar tamei ha-mitzvus u'nesaper bo kol ha-layla. So the Rambam's achilason hi ha-mitzvah might be the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. And if you go with that approach, the Avnei Nezer would hold that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, after Chatzos, you can continue eating the Asuda, because after Chatzos, there's no longer a Chiyuv of Sipritzis Mitzrayim. There may be other elements or dimensions of Sipritzis Mitzrayim, but not the element of Sipritzis Mitzrayim that relates to Matzah. It's already not considered Matzah Umarim Munachim Lefonov, because the Mitzvah of Matzah is gone. It's already terminated. Again, there may be a Mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim to continue, but that's Bitoras Nisiv in the flows. That's not connected to the matzah and the morar. Now the Rambam writes mitzvah asemin haTorah lechol matzah b'leil chamisha sarberev u'misha ochal kizayis yotzi yedei chovaso. What did the Rambam mean when he says u'misha ochal kizayis Yotzi Yedei Chovaso? So the Netziv is of the opinion that there's no shear of matzah on Leil Pesach, that any matzah that you eat is included in the mitzvah, the extended mitzvah of Be'er Tochel Matzahs. The barest minimum that is absolutely required is Kizayis. And that's what the Rambam wants to teach us by adding Misha Ochal Kizayis Yotzi Yedei Chovaso, meaning that although he can and maybe recommended to eat more than a kezias to enhance his mitzvah, but he fulfills his minimum basic mitzvah with a kezias. Now let's look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Alfi. Divrei Sofrim She'ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Klum El Afal Pish Ochal Matzah V'yoch Achreah Macholas Acheros Uperos V'chayotzmen Choser V'ochel Kezayis Matzah Machrona Uposek. So we've already discussed that the Rambam's language would seem to indicate that the halacha of Bachrona, of Kezayis Matzah Machrona, is Midinei HaMatzah, whereas we saw that that's not Poshut, and that the Rosh, on the other hand, understands that the halacha of Kizayis Matzah Bachrona in the Afikomen is not Midini Matzah, but it's just a Zechel of Pesach, Kedeshi Nechal Asova. The Rambam brings the Dinim of Pesach in Perek Ches, but in Perek Vav, he's dealing with the Dinim of Matzah, and he requires Matzah Bachrona and Uposek in Perek Vav, indicating clearly that it's a din in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Against the Rosh, the Rambam holds that the din of Matzah Bachrona is Midini Matzah, that he needs Tam Matzah Befiv, not like the Rosh. And therefore, the Rambam in Paskins in Perek Vav, the halach of Matzah Bachrona, of Tam Matzah Befiv. Now, let's talk about the case of someone ate a Kezayis Matzah, and then he starts eating after the Kezayis Matzah, and therefore he was Mevatel the Din of Tam Matzah Befiv. The Rambam holds him Midivrei Sofrim. He violated the Halach of Tam Matzah Befiv, and therefore he hasn't completed his Chiv Matzah. We could possibly say that the halach of tam matzah befiv is an additional kiyum to matzah, but independent of the ikar mitzvah of matzah. Meaning, although tam matzah befiv is a matzah halach according to the Rambam, and it certainly embellishes and enhances his kiyum of matzah, but it doesn't necessarily negate the primary mitzvah of matzah, berach toklu matzah. It's like one plus one. It's an addition, and it's another kiyum. But the Rambam writes in his language, "Umisha ochal kizayis matzah yotze yidei chovaso." Perhaps the Rambam wants to illustrate that, as far as the dinim of matzah is concerned, although he didn't add the kiyum of tam matzah befiv because he ate after his kizayis, nevertheless he did fulfill the primary mitzvah of matzah, and that's what the Rambam means. So again, not like the Netziv, who says that when the Rambam opens up Perek Vav and he says, Mishachal Kizayis Yotza Yidei Chavos, the Rambam wants to teach you that he should be eating more than a kizayis, or he could expand his kiyum. No. What the Rambam wants to tell you is that once you eat a kizayis, even if you continue eating, and therefore you nullify the tamatz b'fiv kiyum, nevertheless you still have obtained the ikar kiyum of matzah. The Shulchan Aruch and Tav Ayin Zayin writes, im shachach v'lo ochal afikomen v'lo nizkar ad shebirech birkas ha-mazon lo yochal afikomen v'yisrach ala matzah shachal b'toch ha-suda. And the Magen Avraham says, afal pi shachal achreya dvar macherim yotze b'dievet. That would sort of support our position of before, that the tamatz b'fiv is not likuva, even though the Rabbanan instituted this as an additional kiyum of mitzvah matzah, but it's not part of the essential kiyum of matzah, and therefore you can fulfill the mitzvah matzah in and of itself without the additional kiyum of tam matzah b'fiv. However, if you look at the Magid Mishnah, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Magid Mishnah, and many other Rishonim, they hold that he's got to repeat his afikomen. It sounds like the matzah achrona is essential to the mitzvah of matzah. It's a chiyuv gomor, and it's included in the chiyuv of matzah. Without that kiyum of tam matzah b'fiv, he has not fulfilled, at least b'divrei sofer, his mitzvah of matzah. And the truth is that if you fast forward to Perek Ches Milchus Chometz Matzah, the Rambam's Nusach of Bachrona Ochel Mibsar Pesach, Mizmanese Ochel Matzah, Kzais Matzah, V'eino Tom Achreya Klum, Kedeshi Hefzik Sudasa V'tam Basa Pesach of Matzah V'fiv Shachilosini HaMitzvah, the Achilosini HaMitzvah Perek Ches sounds like it's the Ikar HaMitzvah. It's not just some sort of Tosefes, additional Kiyum, but the achilas matzah b'sofas suda is mi'ikar mitzvah matzah. It's part of the chiyuv of Pesach. It's part of the chiyuv of matzah. And therefore, if he were to eat other foods after the matzah b'achrona, he would, even if he benched already, would have to wash his hands and start eating a new kizayis matzah, new afikomen, because it's not tam matzah b'fiv. So it's not clear. Again, if we only had the Rambam in Perek Vav, we would certainly come to the conclusion that the Rambam holds mishachal kizayis matzah yotza, and he has obtained the kiyum mitzvah, even though he ate after that matzah, and he doesn't have the kiyum of tam matzah b'fiv. But the Rambam in Perek Ches, when he adds this achilosity of mitzvah, it sounds like he's defining the ikar mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.